DW News.
Hello, I'm Sir Thomas Anderson with the news. We begin in the United States, where reactions have been pouring in response to President Biden's announcement on Sunday to bow out of the November presidential election. Leaders from the EU, UK and Germany have all expressed their respect and gratitude for Biden's work, welcoming also his endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris as his preferred nominee. Former US Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton also praised Biden for the decision. Our Washington correspondent Janelle DeMarleon takes a look back at the events that led to the momentous decision.
Biden's withdrawal from this race comes after weeks of just extraordinary events. That disastrous debate with Donald Trump was barely 3 weeks ago. After that, you had the Supreme Court ruling basically exempting Trump for his actions relating to January 6th. You had the assassination attempt on Trump, and now Biden's inopportune COVID diagnosis, and that's just the selection. Now, what has essentially happened is that Joe Biden finally became convinced that he no longer had a path to victory.
Meanwhile, speculation is rampant about any potential running mate should Vice President Harris secure the nomination. The Democratic National Convention is due to take place in just 4 weeks. The Israeli military has ordered the evacuation of part of an area designated as a humanitarian zone in southern Gaza. The eastern part of the Muwasi area will now be the target of an operation against Hamas, the IDF said in a statement. Meanwhile, negotiations to broker a ceasefire and hostage deal between Hamas and Israel continue, with officials saying that an agreement is closer than ever. However, any notion of a lasting peace in the region appears elusive. This follows after Israel carried out several airstrikes on the Houthi-controlled Red Sea port of Hodeidah in Yemen, located about 2,500 kilometers to the south. This comes in response to a drone attack launched by the Iran-backed Houthis, which hit Tel Aviv over the weekend, killing one person. You're listening to the news on Africa Link, brought to you by DW. In Uganda, organizers and participants of a planned march against corruption on Tuesday are taking to social media to say that they will protest regardless of warnings issued by President Yoweri Museveni. In a televised address to the nation, Museveni warned the protesters that they were, quote, playing with fire, stating that the demonstrations were allegedly illegal. Museveni has ruled the country for close to 40 years, during which time Uganda has become known for the intimidation, harassment, detention, and torture of those critical of the government. Meanwhile, Bobi Wine, the leader of the main opposition party, the National Unity Platform, stressed that his party was not behind the planned protests, but did, however, support the initiative. And that brings you up to date. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Sir Thomas Anderson.